Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening. It doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams. Thank you guys for listening. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's 7:30 a.m. I hope you guys have a great day. Have a great weekend this weekend. And good luck to you in your title matches, in your fantasy playoffs. Let me get you guys the rest of the starters for you. Going to be a quick episode. I know you guys have a busy day today, so you guys enjoy. Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow going head-to-head Sunday. Lamar Jackson, if he's in, you're starting him, of course. I've talked about Tyler Huntley. Looking into next season, Tyler Huntley's kind of interesting. You know, we don't know what all is going to be happening with the Ravens. I'm sure, you know, Jackson's going to get signed, but you know, Huntley looked pretty good, too. We'll see how the rest of the season goes for the Ravens and see how, you know, Jackson does. Can he really keep them going? I know he's talented. We all know he's talented. We see it in our fantasy teams, but fantasy in the NFL, a little different. Some teams just don't care. So, Lamar Jackson, you're starting him. Joe Burrow, you can start him up. Joe Mixon, you can start him up. He did practice in full. On Thursday, he has been a little bit more flexy over the past couple weeks, though. Here's the thing. Last time we seen Joe Mixon play the Ravens, he only got 14 points. So keep that in mind. He could have another one just like that. Last time we saw Joe Burrow going up against the Ravens, he lit them up 38 points. Can everything, you know, repeat itself? It's possible. Very possible. Devontae Freeman, he's been doing pretty decent. Last week, did not get a lot of carries, though. Only 6 of them for 22 yards. You're not trusting Devontae Freeman. Do not play him. I wouldn't play him this week. Just don't do it. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, I'm liking it. Go ahead. Marquise Brown, flex. Low flex. Mark Andrews, of course, you're starting him. Justin Tucker, good. Kicker right there. Moving on, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers. There is no Chris Godwin, unfortunately. Tom Brady, you are starting him. Ronald Jones. He is slated to serve as the number one spot. Honestly, he's been doing good all season. He's only had 3 games where he had less than 4 yards of carry. But other than that, I mean, he's averaging 4, 5, 6 yards of carry a game. He's doing pretty solid. I think he's going to be very surprising this week if you're able to pick him up. I would not trust any of these Carolina wide receivers. As much as I like DJ Moore, as much as he's been doing good, he did miss a second straight practice on Thursday. So, a little worrisome there. Robbie Anderson, he has been getting the targets. He did look good against Atlanta. Tampa Bay is a bit banged up. I think Robbie Anderson could have a good game this week if DJ Moore were to miss some time. Antonio Brown did log a limited practice. If he can get in there, I like him a lot. And Tyler Johnson, let's talk about him looking into 2022. Every time he's gotten the, you know, targeted, he's pretty much has caught in the ball. He's looked really good. He really has not gotten a whole lot of work. I mean, there's a bunch of other people obviously getting more work than him. But Tyler Johnson, I think he could be in line for a nice chance to get a good spot for next season. Chris Godwin, this was a contract season for him. So with him being out and that banged up, we might not see him back with the Bucks. We'll have to see. But Tyler Johnson, very interesting for me. Rob Gronkowski, you can start him, of course. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, I would do it. Lions and Atlanta. Jared Goff has been looking pretty good lately, but he does have COVID. So we'll have to see. He could play. We'll have to see. I'm not too interested in Matt Ryan. DeAndre Swift, if he's back and ready to go, I think he could be in line for some nice points there for you. Jamal Williams, no thank you. Craig Reynolds, he's very interesting, but we do have DeAndre Swift back, so do not play Craig Reynolds. Cordell Patterson, man, last week, very disappointing, only 7 points, but he has been doing pretty well. I will get him back out there. I would do it. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know I like him. He is doing fire. We were very excited about him. We talked about him the whole offseason. We're telling you guys to go get him. He's looking good. This is what he's going to be. He's going to be their number one for sure. I'm going to try and get my hands on him everywhere I can. And Josh Reynolds, go check your waiver wire. Josh Reynolds, though, I talked about him this last week. He's starting to reconnect there with Jared Goff. He was there with the Rams with Jared Goff. So fire him up this week. I think he's going to do just fine against Atlanta. Kyle Pitts, you can start him up. Moving on, we got the Bears and the Seahawks. Justin Fields, no thank you. Russell Wilson, man, he has not been the best. Did not look good last week against the Rams. And Chicago, they got a good defense. I think they're going to put some pressure on Wilson for sure. So, I think Wilson could get you maybe like 20 points. We'll have to see on this one. It's going to be a tough one for him. I'm thinking maybe 15, 20 points for Wilson. Justin Fields looking good. I like him. He is questionable. He downgraded to no activity on Thursday, though, so have to watch out there. If he's able to play, I think he'd be just fine. He's been doing really well the last couple weeks. We'll see if he can get out there. David Montgomery, I would start him up. He's going to do just fine. Definitely been getting a lot of work in the receiving game. I like that a lot. Rashad Penny, though, let's talk about him. This last week, he only had 11 carries for 39 yards. We've seen him the week before against Houston, 16 carries, 137 yards. That is Houston. The Rams do have a solid defense. Chicago, they do have a good defense, but I think Penny could have a nice time. So he's a low-end flex for me this week. Darnell Mooney. Like him a lot this week against Seattle. I think he's going to be another tough game for him. I'm not playing him. I'm not playing Allen Robinson. Tyler Lockett's here. Let's see here. What was that? Okay. He's activated from the COVID list, so that's good to go. Last time we seen him, 5 catches, 142 yards and a touchdown. That was against Houston. This week against Chicago, I think Tyler Lockett's going to have a good game. DK Metcalf, another limited practice. So I would not play DK Metcalf. Seahawks defense, I think you could flex them out there. Steelers and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes here. Go ahead and start him up. Of course, Big Ben, though. Chiefs defense has been looking good, and Ben and Big Ben has a limited practice. I think the Steelers are going to get banged up this week. I really think so. I think they're going to try to stay in there, but I think the Chiefs are going to have a nice game. Last couple weeks here for the Chiefs. Chargers. Pretty much every week they have been getting forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, and interceptions. We did see them destroy the Raiders with 4 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, and an interception. But against Pittsburgh, I think they're going to have a good time. It'd be a good matchup for sure. I think you could use their defense. CEH here this week. Yeah. He has not been getting a whole lot of work. I would not use CEH this week. Tyreek Hill, go ahead. Let's see. We'll have to see if he is able to get in there or not. If not, Byron Pringle has been getting a lot more work, getting in there for more than 60% of the snaps. So that's looking good there. Has not been getting a whole lot of targets, but he's been out there. with Mecole Hardman as well. But I'm not trusting any of these wide receivers. You don't know who's going to get a lot of the work. Travis Kelce could be, you know, just get an immense amount of work out there. But let's see. Deontay Johnson, you're starting him. Chase Claypool, he's a low-end flex for me. Broncos, Raiders, not starting Drew Lock. Carr, I wouldn't do it. Let's see what last time Derek Carr played against Denver, 27 points. That was back in week 6. I mean, Carr's a low-end flex. I mean, he's better than some of these guys that you would be able to play in your super flex spot, like running back or wide receiver. Josh Jacobs, practices in full, but last time we've seen him go against Denver, 16 carries, 53 yards, and a touchdown. Touchdown is what saved him on that one. Otherwise, you're looking at like 11 points. So, could be a down game there for Josh Jacobs. Another limited practice here for Javonte Williams. I'm so excited about him for next season. You flex Javonte Williams against the Raiders. You do it. Melvin Gordon. He is questionable. Low-end flex. Hunter Renfrow, of course, you're starting him. Not starting any of these wide receivers for the Broncos. Darren Waller's a start. Did not practice. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one. He's not in there. Foster Moreau has been pretty decent. Had a good game last week. Denver would be a tougher matchup, though, for him. I don't think it would be a big game, so I'm not going to touch any of these tight ends here. Washington and the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, of course, you're starting him. Antonio Gibson sits out a second straight practice. No good there. If he can get in there, Antonio Gibson, you're going to have to sit this one out if you can. Last time we seen Antonio Gibson play, Dallas was back in week 14, so only a couple weeks ago. Only 5 points for Gibson. 10 carries, 36 yards, 2 catches, 5 yards. Not a whole lot happening there. So just keep that in mind. CeeDee Lamb, you're starting him. Cooper Kupp, starting him. Terry McLaurin. No, don't do it. And anybody else? Ezekiel Elliott here. You can go ahead and start him up. I think he'll be all right against Washington. Last time he played, only 12 carries, 45 yards. 1 catch for 15 yards against Washington. So Ezekiel only got 12 points last time. So these running backs against each other might not be a good play this week. Final game here. Dolphins and the Saints. Whoa, Ian Book getting the start. I've been waiting for him all season long. I've had him. Yeah, I drafted him in a couple spots. Let's see what Ian Book can do. That's exciting. That's actually very exciting for the Saints. Alvin Kamara, you're starting him. Do not start any of these wide receivers for the Saints. Jaylen Waddle, you guys know I love my Waddle here. He is off the COVID list, so that's good to go. Let's see, last time they played each other. Oh, no, they're not in the same division. What am I thinking? Jaylen Waddle, I would start him. He is Tua's go-to guy. Myles Gaskin, no. Duke Johnson is interesting for me. I think he is the better one in the group. Last week, we saw 22 carries, 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. That is against the Jets, so I'm not trusting any of these running backs here for the Dolphins. Mike Gesicki is very interesting streaming for the Dolphins. All right, guys, that's going to be it. I'll see you guys next week on Monday. We'll get back into it. We'll recap. Good luck to you guys. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Don't get too crazy. Shout out to the sponsor, MyVTrophy.com. Shout out to the homies, Geek_Mill. You also have Goat Rush, Dirty Fozzie. Good luck this week, you guys. See you guys all next week. Peace out.